As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. Guys, you know how we do it. Before I get started, before I jump into it, you know how we got to do it. Got to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, that's your shout out. Everybody around the world knows your name. I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, I'm so excited to be here today. And guys, if it's 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Mountain, if it's that time, then TMG is streaming live. Guys, I'm so excited to be here. Listen, real quick, in a very short time, this show has taken off. Really, it really has. And it's being heard in places all around the globe, all around the world, places like Australia, Lebanon, the Philippines, South Africa, just to name a few of them. And to everyone that's tuning in around the world and tuning in abroad and right here in the United States, let me tell you, welcome. Thank you so much for joining the show. If you've been tuning in each week right here to the show, thank you. I'm so glad that you've been doing that. And maybe, just maybe, this happens to be your very first time tuning in. Maybe someone told you about the show, or maybe you found us by accident. However you're listening, thank you. So glad you're tuning in. Guys, I'm super excited, as you can see, ready to talk about and share what we have today. Guys, if you did not catch today's topic, what we're going to discuss, guys, it is put a stamp on it. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today. Put a stamp on it. And I'm excited to get started and share. So let me go ahead and get started and jump right in. Guys, I got to say this. I thought about today's topic while I was thinking about when I was in school. And it had to be probably, I guess, when I was around in the seventh grade. And I know a lot of times as things have gotten older and times change, they don't always teach the same things they taught when I was coming up. I know some things that they taught when I was coming up, that was mandatory, like learning how to write in cursive, may not be the same things they're teaching now, right? So I remember there were some things we were being taught as I was coming up, and it was kind of mandatory that you learned how to do it because they were mandatory for the times that we were in. They were mandatory for the times that we're in. So I remember it had to be around the seventh grade, right? Around the seventh grade. And I guess I was around 12, 13 years old, somewhere in there. But I remember somewhere around when I was in the seventh grade, around about 13 years old, we used to be taught life skills. Now, I'm not sure or even certain if any of these things are still being taught at the time. Things like how to balance a checkbook, right? Life skills like that. And not very many people write checks anymore. Everything's either Cash App, Venmo, something like that. So I remember learning life skills, things like that. So we were taught things like that, how to balance a checkbook. And we also taught things like how to properly address and send a letter. Yeah, I know I am dating myself because most people say, what? Send a letter? Who still writes a letter? When I was coming up, it was mandatory to learn how to properly address and send out a letter. Is there anybody else other than myself can remember that? If you do remember it, put it in chat. And if you're listening to this later on, just say, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, Travis. We were taught how to properly send and address a letter. And it was mandatory because that was for the time. And I don't know if any of these skills are still being taught today because of all the technology we have and advancements. We use, you know, so we use some of these skills like balancing a checkbook and mailing a letter may kind of be lost. So some of those skills may be lost along the way because of the technology that we have. But I do remember learning how to send letters. I do remember learning how to send letters, and that I also learned that they required the use of a postage stamp. Yeah, they required the use of a postage stamp. I remember my teacher, it stuck out with me. I remember my teacher at the time telling the class while we were kind of getting everything organized and getting ready to do this letters, right, and put a stamp on things and make the letters. I remember the teacher teaching us, and I remember one thing that stuck out with me. She said, I remember my teacher at the time telling the entire class that when we place the stamp on the letters, she said, when you place your stamp on your letters, she said to press the stamp onto the letter. She said, press the stamp onto the letter. And it was behind this simple thing that I learned. It was behind this simple thing about pressing the stamp on the letter. It was behind this simple thing I learned. Some things require pressure. Yeah, yeah. Some things require pressure. Yeah, if we want to see some things remain in place, some things require pressure. Everything doesn't come as easily as we thought. Some things require pressure. I know mom and dad or grandma or whoever home you grew up in may have made it seem like everything was easy. You went into the kitchen and there was food. You hit the light switch and the lights came on. Or you had clothes or you had food. But what they don't tell you is the food that's on your plate required some pressure. They went to work and they dealt with the pressure and brought home the food. Some things require pressure. It takes pressure to maintain your home. It takes pressure to maintain sometimes just your sanity. Some things require pressure. Not everything comes as easily as we thought. Some things require pressure, and everything doesn't come as easily as we thought. And I know you're saying, Travis, look, man, I'm already under enough pressure. I don't want to deal with any more pressure. But here is what I understood about pressure. Here's something I understood. Not all pressure is negative. Yeah, let me repeat that. Not all pressure is negative, because if there were no pressure in a soccer ball, there would be no kick to it. And if there was no pressure in a basketball, there would be no bounce to it. Listen, you know how much bounce you have by the amount of pressure you can handle. Yeah, listen, the reason you can bounce back the way you can is because you withstood the pressure. They thought you would never come back from what you came back from. But because you withstood the pressure, you got bounce to you. Do you have any bounce to you? Listen, to anybody that's listening, anybody that's watching, let me ask you a question. How much bounce do you have? They thought you would never recover. You may have thought you would never get back. But because you could withstand the pressure, you got some bounce. Not all pressure is negative. You know how much bounce you have by the amount of pressure you can handle. Yeah, yeah. And so then I noticed something else. Something else caught my attention when we were pressing the stamp on the letter. Something else kind of caught my attention, and I still remember it because it stuck with me. So then I noticed something else. The more that I pressed on the stamp, the more that I pressed on it, the more that I pressed on the stamp, that it began to leave an impression on the envelope. Yeah, the envelope had to get to have an impression. The more I put pressure on it, the more it began to put a impression on the envelope. What I'm saying, or what I'm trying to say, is this. Leave an impression on everything that we do. Even if you only get one try at it, leave an impression on everything you do. If you are a frontline worker, if you are a server in a restaurant, you might say, well, all I do is clean up. All I do is take out the trash. It does not matter. Leave an impression on everything that you do. Let them know that you were there. It doesn't matter if you are a teacher. It doesn't matter if you are a stay-at-home mom. Leave an impression on everything that you do. The more I pressed on the stamp, the greater the impression was. The more I pressed on the stamp, the larger the impression became. Listen, the more you leave an impression behind, the more people will remember. That's how you become unforgettable. Leave an impression. You can't just take what you do and just chuck it up to mediocrity. You can't take what you do and say, oh, anybody can do this. If anybody could do it, then everybody would. Leave an impression on everything that you do. Even if you don't have a one shot, even if you don't get but one try, leave an impression on it. Leave an impression on it. If you do hair, if you clean floors, leave an impression behind it. But why should I do that, Travis? Artists did this all for centuries. Artists have been doing this. For centuries, artists have been doing the same thing. Yeah, artists like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci did this centuries ago. They left an impression on things. They put their signature on things. I'm going to put up a picture of Michelangelo's painting of the Sistine Chapel. He left his initial on this. He left an impression. I'm going to put up a picture of the Mona Lisa painted by Leonardo da Vinci. He put a signature on it. He left an impression on it. So they have artists like Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo have been doing this for centuries. They did this centuries ago. And artists like Kara Walker and Jean-Michel Basquiat continued to do it. I'm going to put up a painting of by Kara Walker. Yes, some of you may be familiar with Kara Walker. She left an impression behind, and Jean-Michel Basquiat put a signature on it. He left an impression behind. Yeah, and so they continue to leave an impression on it. They continue to do it. And listen, it's more than leaving a name in the corner. It's leaving an impression behind. It's more than just getting your diploma or getting or earning your degree. Leave an impression behind. It's more than just showing up for your job and clocking in. Leave an impression behind. It's more than just having the relationship. Leave an impression behind. You look, you should be like an artist. Everything we do, we should be like an artist. We should be like a Picasso. We should be like a Michelangelo. We should be so artistic with it that if they ever leave us, they'll never forget. If they ever hire somebody else, they'll never forget you. If you ever get a diploma, if you ever, they'll never forget who you are. They'll never forget you were in the room. Leave an impression behind. It's the reason an art critic or an art aficionado can see the difference between a Rembrandt or a Picasso. It's the impression they left behind. It's the difference between someone performing a job with experience and someone else performing that same job for the first time. It's the impression they left behind. It's one reason we enjoy watching certain movies and TV shows made by our favorite actors or actresses and directors. There are certain directors, when I know they directed a TV show or a movie, I'm going to watch it simply because they left an impression behind. It has little to do with the name we see at the bottom and more to do with the things we see and the experience it gives us. So while I was pressing this stamp on this letter, while my teacher had us pressing this stamp on the letter, and while I was making an impression, I also learned something else. I was applying the pressure. So I was applying the pressure that the stamp needed. What that taught me is this. I had to learn sometimes you might have to become your own pressure. Yeah, this is what you must understand. You bring the pressure with you. Yeah, you are the pressure they hoped would never show up. You are the pressure they hoped would never recover. When you walk in the room, you bring the pressure with you because you're going to leave an impression behind. Say this to yourself. Type it in chat. Begin to say it to yourself. I am pressure. Yeah. When you see me coming, I'm pressure. When they heard your name, you're pressure. Sometimes you have to become your own pressure. You have to become your own cheerleader. You have to become your own biggest supporter. You have to reach around and pat your own self on your back. Become your own pressure. I learned this as I began to press that stamp on that letter that we should leave your fingerprints, leave our fingerprints on something worthwhile, because some things require pressure. Now, I'm going to make this statement, and I know some people may already know this. So I'll just be resharing information some people know. And I'm going to say a statement that some people may not be aware of. So I'll be introducing that information to you. Did you know?
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh. That before stamps came into existence, before postage stamps came into existence, that mail was hand stamped. Yeah, it was hand. They literally had to hand stamp every and each piece of mail. Can you imagine that? The great, the larger cities, and they had to hand stamp each piece of mail that went out. Yeah, that's a lot. Can you imagine somebody sitting there just stamping that every time? In 1661, postmarks were invented by a person named Henry Bishop, and they were used by the London General Post Office, and they were called Bishop's Marks. And they contained the day and the month the item was mailed. They contained when an item was mailed. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever asked yourself the question of when? When will it be my turn? When will I have a chance? And like the bishop's marks, when will my day and month come? Maybe some of us have been feeling that we've watched everyone else get their time, and we're still sitting here. We've seen all kinds of letters go ahead of us. We've seen fat letters and skinny letters. But we're left wondering, when do we have our chance? Or when will we get noticed? Or when does our moment arrive? Have you ever asked yourself the question of when? And I began, as I thought about this, I began to think about something, about the question of when. I thought about this, about how a letter is sent out. What we must begin to understand is, it's not the letter that determines when it is sent out. It's the stamp. The letter does not determine when it gets sent out. It's the stamp. In other words, it's what we put on it. It's everything that we put into it that will determine when it leaves. It has nothing to do with the color of the envelope. It has nothing to do with how long the envelope has been there. But it has everything to do with what was left on it, what was done to get it there. Listen, we have to put everything into it. Put a stamp on it. In other words, we're not guaranteed to improve our lives because of our culture. The color of our skin is not a guarantee that it will improve our lives. We're not guaranteed to improve who we become because of our background or our pedigree or our upbringing. So we can't depend solely on this information. Yeah, because it changes with every online and Google search. So we can't depend on that, because depending on the search, you're going to get different information. And depending on the motives behind the person doing the research, it could leave us having to redo or relearn everything we were taught. But it's the stamp that we put on it that determines when it leaves. It's what we do. It's the impression that we leave behind. You may not like the task, but it's the impression that we leave behind. It's the stamp that we put on it. It's the stamp. We can't send out a letter meant for first class along with everyday mail and still expect it to arrive with other first class letters. It's the stamp we put on it. In other words, we can't do mediocrity. We can't perform mediocrity and expect the best. We've got to put into it what we expect out of it. Put a stamp on it. Listen, there is a stamp that is called a forever stamp. It's called a forever stamp. And the reason it's given this name is because it will retain a first class value regardless of when it got purchased. So this means even if the price of stamps go up, you can still use a forever stamp at the price you paid. Let me say that again. You can still use it at the price you paid. You've already paid a price. In other words, even when things fluctuate and become unstable, it still has some use because you've paid the price. Even when times are questionable and become uncertain, it still has some use because you paid a price. Maybe, that is what we really are. Maybe we should become more like forever stamps, We may not have been born with a lot of technology, but I still got some use. Maybe there were some bad choices or poor decisions, but I still got some use. Maybe some of us feel overlooked or left out, but I still got some use. They say, well, how do you know? Because the price is already paid. I've already paid the price. I still got some use. You've already cried over it. You've already felt bad enough about it. I still got some use. Maybe some of us are thinking that because of our age or because of what may be going on with us, some of us feel we may have missed our opportunity. We may have missed our chance. We may have missed our door. I came to say this to you. You still have some use. I know they told you that you don't. I know they told you your time was up, but you still have some use. Maybe you're more like a forever stamp than you realize. Just maybe we are all more like forever stamps than we realize. You may not have had the best of upbringing, but don't count me out yet. Maybe you were shaped a little differently than everyone else, but don't count me out yet. You see, a forever stamp retains its value regardless of fluctuations. Never let anyone tell you that you don't have any more use. Never let anyone tell you that you're not good enough. And even if they do, it's okay. As long as you never say it. Don't count me out yet. You know I am a firm believer of positive confessions and positive affirmations. Begin to say it to yourself out loud. If you're driving in the car and listening, if you're watching right now, begin to type it and just say, don't count me out yet. Yeah, people will count you out and you're still, listen, and your story is still unfolding. So even when times change and other things change and people begin to change around you, because become like a forever step. You can still be used somewhere. It does not matter if you have what is called a disability. It does not matter if you have what is called a learning disorder. It does not matter what color your skin is. Listen, a stamp on a letter tells anyone that handles the letter where it came from. But most importantly, it says, I have a destiny. When you see a stamp on a letter, it means it has a destiny. So a stamp on a letter will tell you where it came from, but it also says, I have a destiny. Listen, you are not like anyone else who wants to just settle for average. So you have to be careful how you handle your own self, because you have a destiny. We have to be careful about the company we keep, because we have a destiny. And just listen, and you just can't be handled any old kind of way, because you have a destiny. Put a stamp on it. Yeah. Listen, because and I learned this. I did. I tell you, this was great. So I learned this. Because of the stamp, the letter got to go. The letter went and had an opportunity to go from one person to the other person, from one post office to the next post office, from one city to another city, from one town to the next town, from this person to that person, to this individual to that individual, all because a stamp was put on it, from one person to the next, from one place to another. What gift or idea that we've been holding back on that can possibly introduce us to different peoples and destinations? Listen, if how we think doesn't move with us, if how we think remains where we came from, it won't matter where we can go, because our thoughts will always take us back to what's familiar. And what is familiar is not always fruitful. Every letter, no matter how important it is or what the contents are in the envelope, will remain where they are until you put a stamp on it. So what this taught me is this: if I want to see what's next in my life, if you want to see what's next in your life, if we want to see what's next in our lives, we've got to put a stamp on it. Yeah, they should have never given you the opportunity if they didn't want you to put a stamp on it. They should have never given you a seat at the table or invited you into the room. But since they did, put a stamp on it. They never should have hired you if they didn't want you to put a stamp on it. You never should have started school if you weren't going to put a stamp on it. Listen, since you have another opportunity, since you got a different chance, put a stamp on it. You would say, well, I had to downsize. I had to change some things. It don't matter. Put a stamp on it. But my life is not like I want it to be. Turn it around. Put a stamp on it. Now that you are working to improve yourself, now that you put some things behind you, now that you put the toxic stuff behind you, go ahead and put a stamp on it. If they did not want you to put a stamp on it, you should have never invited me in the room. They should have never given you a second chance. Now that you have another opportunity, put a stamp on it. Yeah, listen. If you are taking another breath right now, that means you have another chance. So since you have another chance, put a stamp on it. Yeah, put a stamp on it. It may not look like you want right now, but put a stamp on it. Your feelings may not feel good, but put a stamp on it. You may have some stuff going on in your mind, but put a stamp on it. Sometimes things don't work out the way we expect. Sometimes things don't end in our favor. They may fall apart. Instead of leaving things the way they are, turn it around and put a stamp on it. If we want to see what's coming next, we have to put a stamp on it when we're happy, when we don't feel sure about ourselves, when we are afraid. Well, listen, what's going to take us a little further than where we started is the stamp that we put on it. So put a stamp on it. Guys, I want to put up a picture of some things. And these pictures that I put up, you're going to recognize some of them. I know you recognize what this is. Okay, let me show you another one. I know you recognize what this one is. So I'm going to put up a picture of another one. And this has all kinds of logos. All kinds of logos that a lot of us recognize. A lot of these brands and a lot of these logos. When we look at these pictures of brands, when you look at those pictures of those brands that I was showing, when you look at those pictures of brands, they are more than just logos. They are a stamp. Yeah, they are a stamp. And just by looking at it, we cannot tell if they had bad days. Just by looking at the picture, you cannot tell if they had bad days. We cannot tell the number of times they failed. We cannot tell if there were any hardships. But what we can see is they were able to turn it around. Listen, where you start doesn't tell your whole story. Where you start doesn't tell your whole story. Stick around long enough to see your story turn around. Don't quit because you feel it. Don't throw in the towel because it's convenient. Stick around long enough to see your story turn around. And listen, so instead of telling somebody else's story, tell how your story turned around. And just because you can't recognize what's around you, and just because everything looks different, this is not always our cue to pack and leave. Stay around long enough and see your story turn around. Listen, it's like sending off a letter. Before it leaves your hands, put a stamp on it. Guys, it's that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Look, don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. And don't forget, tune in right here each Thursday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 5 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. Also, you can stream your favorite episodes on your favorite streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, and many, many more. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, imparting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. Peace. I gotta go.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.